Kum len and a block the murder of Rav Kuf Ayin Aleph on an Aleph. Another week.
Monday is the last day.
What's the next
Mesechta?
Sanhedrin.
That's nice. Okay, let's learn. We're up to the ton of the bottom, about 8 lines on the bottom of the page. So we had a machlekes. If somebody paid part of the chayv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you just write a new shtar. Even Edom can do it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you write a receipt, you leave the original shtar. Because he holds that you don't want the malva to lose the original date, and Edom don't have the kayach to write an original date. So you just write a receipt, and it's a good incentive for the loiva to pay back as soon as possible. Parabonon, we learned shtar by 8 lines above the page. Kuf ein alef amad alef. Shtar, a shtar, shes manai kosov b'shabbos. There's a date on the shtar, and it turns out to be that it's Shabbos. How could it be that it's Shabbos? Oy b'asoda b'tishrei, or it turns out to be that it's asoda b'tishrei. Or turns out to be Yom Kippur. Now, how is that possible? So Rashbam says they wrote the English date. It's interesting. Look at Rashbam, the second middle line. Talabon, shtar, shkos, b'asoda b'tishrei, shabbos, asoda b'tishrei. Going be mekaymus in those places. Shemoinin lechotche chama. The calendar, goyish calendar. Because of b'shtar, and you wrote in the shtar tez vov liyerach pliny. The big machleik is in poskim. How do you write? Feel you know what's worse to write the fourth or the 15th? Yeah. Feel the fourth or write the names. So here you write English dates as well in the shtar. Morning. By months.
Doesn't it say that we go according to the melech?
That's years. That's years. Well, months now.
Not in their time.
Yeah, but that's not the point. This is something else. This is the months.
No, Rashbam's explaining how.
You're using them, the Betezvav Liyerach Pliny, which is the Goyish months. They're all about his other names and so on and so forth. Anyway, Ukushaon is Gavin Lachav and Masa Idi Yem Tezvash Lazi Chaydim. Look at when the candle is. Nimcha Einosa Yoshabbat. Since that falls on a Shabbat in Kippurim, Abi Yemasa Tisha in Kippur, Yavahakal Yaydi Shalit, the Labour Kippur, it was written then. The Nimcha Shalit Nichtavay Siem Hamachir Beshtah is not written that day. Elo Eim Mukhtamu Apostle Murukasha. The question is, what do you assume? We're 5 lines on the bottom, 6 lines on the bottom. So you know, we right away assume shtam uchru v'kasha. We assume it's a delayed shtar, it's kasha, which means you wrote a later date. Because min hadin, every shtar is kasha. It's only the rabbanion in kiyum, so we're going to give it the assumption that it's kasha. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi paisel. Rabbi Yaisi says that it is pasel. That it's pasel, that we'll soon see why. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, what do you mean you're telling me that it's pasel if it turns out to be as written on the Shabbos in Kippur? You all, that's pasel. Because we'll soon see, Rabbi Yisrael holds that all shtar mocharim are possible, not just this one. Amale Rabbi Yehuda, but myself of Necha, once an incident happens, a poyde v'chsharta you machsher. Amale k'shcharti b'zeh k'sharti. Rabbi Yisrael says, I hold that a general shtar mocher is possible. We'll soon see why. But this one here, where it's obvious that it's mocher, then it's kosher.
Because the date came out on Kippur.
Yeah, exactly. It couldn't have been written that day, so we can assume mocher. But any other time, that is, you cannot tell from the shtar, because we know that shtar is possible because you can adversely impact on the transactions. Let's see. Very mother, right now, more than standard. What's Rabbi Yisrael arguing? Rabbi Yehuda also says over here, we say that it's kosher. Amar epidos, hakom moedim, everyone is moedish, im hus kaknu lo oinose shal shtar. If we ever need to know the date of a shtar, the name tzas oinose mechavenes b'shabbos ezor tishrei, and it's very obvious that the time is Yom Kippur or Shabbos, which means it's obvious there was a shtar mocher. Shtar mocher b'kosher, it is kosher. Loi nechelku, you know when they're arguing in the next page, in the top line. Loi nechelku, they're not arguing ela b'shtar mocher ba'alma. Generally speaking, if you write a delayed shtar, is it kosher or not? And we're going to have a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda, let time may. Rabbi Yehuda says a shtar mocher generally is kosher. He holds and koisrin shoyver like nothing in a churba. If we don't write a receipt, and the churba will happen. If you have a shtar mocher, right, a much later date, and the guy pays it back before that date. For example, the transaction happened. You have the place, Harvey. We're 171B. The one.
171B1.
Top of the page. Right in the top of the page. Okay. If a guy, let's say, Nissen lends money, but he writes a date of Tishrei on it, and in Sivan, the labor pays back. Now, we're worried if the labor pays it back. What happens if it comes after Tishrei? the Marvel producer star, I lent you money on Tishrei, pay me back again. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't write receipts, nothing can go wrong. You know why? Because he won't pay back until you give him back the star. He rips it up. What can happen wrong? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says you write receipts. What happened to Leva loses it? What happened to Leva loses the receipt? And then the Malva has a star, but a later date, they'll say, hey, you owe me money. Rabbi Yehuda said, I made them a case, and shave a receipt. Even nothing, when the whole churba can come out of it. Kedash bam, but nothing, when the churba, leave it, Rabbi Yehuda, you can find it, we'll soon see. Look, let's keep thinking more about it. Sorry. He writes about, it's interesting how he writes about another pshat in the Rishbam writes, this is Hevel and Litzonis.
That's unusual Russian pronunciation.
Against somebody
else.
Yeah. Look at the fourth line of the top. Hevel the Hevel of Litzonis. That's how he talks about another pshat from other Rishonim. Right in the middle of the line. Calls it Hevel son. Strong words. They don't mince their words, do they? Back to the Gemara. So what's going on here? Omer Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua afilu lemanda amar kaisin shayver. Okay, sorry. Let's go to the next Rishbam. Next Rishbam, I'll explain. Five lines and narrow lines. Rav Yehuda, the Machshav. Why did we just say the Shtamuch is kosher l'taimei? He's consistent with the view. Dhamma, he says, ain't kaisin shayver. You never write a receipt. We're not worried about whether it's a delayed date, like the Bisman is written the original date. As far as the cause is concerned, the cause of benefit if it's a later date, right? So any cause of board before that date cannot get the owner of the properties. Because the labor will not pay back until he receives the star in return and he will rip it up. And once you rip it up, what are you worried about? Rabbi Yosi, the Pais Lavuch, why do you say generally Mukh is possible? Because the time made, oh, my Kais bin Shaiva, you're right, a Shaiva. Hecha the Pora mixes Chai, you pay part of the Chai, but who I didn't Hecha the Pora Kol Chai, but even pay the whole entire Chai. And the Malva says, I lost the star, so Rabbi Yosi just write a receipt and the labor pays. Tain Malva, Ilcha Shtoy, lost my star, can the father's Lakam and Kais bin Shaiva, you write a receipt. But no, you see the labor, Lahidia Shapara Kol Chai, but give it to the labor that he paid the Chai. Hecha, Hai Shtar, Mukh is possible, what happened to the labor loses it? If the label loses it, then it comes out, then he'll have to pay again. But this is not according to everybody. Even the one who says you write a shaver, handing me a palga only in half a star, you don't write in a full star. So even according to Yosi, it's not really going to be a problem because you don't pay back a loan on the star unless you return to me the star. Don't tell me I have a receipt. I'm paying you back an entire loan. I want an entire star.
The only reason you would have a star is if it's just a partial payment. Yeah.
The only reason why you have a receipt.
Sorry.
That's right, because the Malu wants to retain the original date. However, the Gemara says, is not so. I feel like cool that Kasvinan. Even if on the whole thing, if the guy says, I lost the star, you pay and he'll give you a receipt. Ki ho, the Rabbi Yitzchak by Yeser, Yitzchak by Yeser. Habi Masik by Zuzah, but Abba, same story, same people we had a couple of yesterday. Rabbi Yeser, Yitzchak by Yeser, lent money to Rabbi Abba. Also, the Kamed Rav Chanin about Papi, they went for Rav Chanin about Papi. Obviously, Rav Abba wasn't paying his debts. I always kept to go to the Tater. Amale Havli Zuzi, and he said to me, pay me back. Amale Havli Shteroi, he said, no problem, I'll pay you back, give me my star. Vishkozu, you get paid. Amale Shteroi, Ichisli, I lost the star. Echla, I'm more than happy. Echla Chotabra, I'll write you a receipt. Amale Rav Shmuel, he says, I follow Rav Shmuel, who clearly said, we don't write receipts. No, they follow Rav Yehuda. That you don't, you write receipts. Give me the star, otherwise I'm not paying. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Man yovlon ma'afred Rav Shmuel. If someone give me some of the dust of Rav Shmuel, the raminen be'ainen, I will toss them into their eye." Rabbi Yechiel, but it's lucky because I have on my side Rabbi Yechiel is lucky. The Amit Tavai, they both say, "Koisushev, you do write." Now look at Rabbi Yechiel, you do write receipt. The Chenki also Rovi Nomer Abloy. Rovi came to the name of Abloy. Koisushev. Well, Mr. Abba, it makes even sense to Christian Shaver. Therefore, pay me back, I'll give you a receipt. Why does it make sense to write a receipt? Because if you're going to think, ain't Christian Shaver, tell me, is it fair? Or about Stoddy if the Malva, let's say, loses the start, and you don't write a receipt, the Leiva will never pay. Is that fair that the Leiva never has to pay? Yoichal halav chodi, the Leiva can continue eating the guy's money and be happy? It's not fair. The guy lost it, he lost it. So why shouldn't he get paid back his loan? It's a separate issue. Scold him for losing the start, but why shouldn't he have to pay back? Maskula bias, Abaya asked back. So you want to say what? Well, am I? You want to say you do write a receipt, right? What happens of that shavish there? The borrower loses the receipt, then he has to pay a second time. Is that fair? Yoichel halo v'chadi. Will the malva eat a second payment and he'll be happy? What's either way, it's somebody is going to lose out. That's not a kasha. In eved leivah liish malva. If the malva is happy and the leivah not, that makes sense because the leivah is eved to the malva. But that the leivah should be happy and the malva not, if you don't write a receipt and the malva lost a shtar, he shouldn't get paid. That's not fair. But if they do write a receipt and the leivah loses a shtar, then eved leivah liish malva. That's an added reason why not.
I'm saying if you're going to say too bad to the malva, so you heal the next time.
Yeah, but it's not like tin of lettuce because you were irresponsible losing it.
With the malva.
If the malva loses a shtar, you can't complain, oh, I'm never going to lend money again. Don't lose a shtar. That's not, we're not worried about that. That's something of your own doing. Rashbam. I'm going to put we'll start a little bit lower. Omer Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua Milsa b'Apenavshi Hani Mili Pal Goni Half. You say you receive Pen Yachz and a Malvavi because where you might go turn around and demand the entire Chayv. Aval Akulu Chayv Aloy. The Malva Avshin he loses himself. Shlo Nizal Lishma Shlo. He didn't keep a star properly. Stabra the Kaisu Shayv Akulu Chayv Heichad Yichshlo. He loses star. Yoichlo Halav Chodi Bitmi Yismach Ba'Achil Et Mamon Achedim Chinam. He's be happy. He's eating some money. Not Mzis. Ever Leiv Lish Malva Mutav Shehe Toidach V'Dagish Midas Star Mutal Al Leiv. It's better than the Leiv is walk around with his cup, with his mensch. And look around, you know, make sure he's watching the receipt. Yes, him in a malva, but not the malva. So anyway, what about it? Tana has been learned there. Now that you introduced the idea of a shtar muach, we said a shtar muach is kosher. A shtar muach is possible because you're taking from the lekuchas an earlier date in transaction. It's not fair. So we learned over there that shtarit chayv hamuach dami na posel. The amuachodin, but the delayed ones are kosher. What's the case of Mugdamin? First wide line, Mugdamin Sulin. Shekasvu be'echabir uvetoich hashtar. Within the shtar, hegdim uvekasvach nissen. It happened echabir, but they wrote the date in the shtar for them nissen. Psulin, the osil, the mitzvah, the kuchesh, like it in. You will take from the. But now, when we say puzzle, it's not pshat is puzzle from the first day of nissen, but from the first day of year, you can collect. I feel him as man shiny legover. The entire shtar is rendered possible. We don't want him because the rabbanu goyze shem yig b'mizmarishin. Over time, we'll forget, and you're gonna claim properties from the first date, which is not right. But if let's say made the shtar on the first day of nissan, but the date you wrote is tishrei, the also the middle kuchish like it in the nissan tishrei. But what happens, you wrote on the first day of Nissan, and everything was done Nissan, but the transaction itself happened in Tishrei. So this is a different kind of Shtar Mugdim.
The paperwork.
Exactly. But the question is, what is Meshabed, the properties of the Leiva? Is it the writing of the Shtar, or is it the actual loan? That's the question whether this is called a Shtar Mugdim or not. And the Machlekes Abaye says the famous thing about Metzia we had that Eidah Bechasum of Zochinler. As soon as the Eidim sign the Shtar, they're ready Mezaka on behalf of the Malva. So, also the Mitzvah Kurla Gedin, the Menisma Tishrei Bezed, the Machlekes Pei Reshnaim Mayuz El Abashi, Mukla Bishtar Yakno. Abaye says, Eidah Bechasum of Zochinler, Yom Yoyim Ksiv the Shtar, Shibit Nav Shir Kosher Kosher. המחורים שהם דלי מודה קשה, שכסבו באיך לראות את אפרדי ניסן, וכסו בתוך השטר, באיך בעיר, but they wrote a later month, וכל שכנים לא ובניסן, יבר ניסן ולא נכתב עד עיר. There's two kinds of שטר מוכר. One is you wrote it today, but later date, or one is התחילה you wrote it a month after the event. The kasha shani mocha le shibud al chodesh avah. What's a big deal? I didn't mind it the first month. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Mluna, back to the Gemara, when is that mocha's kasha? Only by shtari halva. Why is it kosher? Because you don't write a receipt. So I won't pay you back unless we rip up the shtar, so nothing can go wrong. But when it comes to shtar mekach memche, I feel mucharim psulin. Even a delay one is possible. Why? My time. What's the reason? Zimlin the mazbele ada benissen. Let's say he sold my land in Nissan because of lei b'tishrei. He wrote the date of Tishrei. Umisrami lezuzi beina beina. The vendor, when he sold the property to the purchaser, he told the purchaser that I am reserving the right to buy back from you. I'm pressed for money, but if I have money, I'm reserving the right to buy back for you. So I sold you in this, and I wrote the date of Tishrei. Come Sivan, I got the money. So I took the property back. Then the buyer, then in Tishrei, will produce the shtar. Look, you just sold me the property again because it has today's date. He sold me again. So to protect the vendor, we don't allow such shtaris by Mekach HaMemcha. Rashbam. If I have money, he bought it back this month. When he bought it back, he says to Shimon, give me back my sale contract. And Shimon says, oh, yeah, I lost it. Over here, everyone agrees you write a receipt. What's the big deal? What can you lose? What does Shimon care if you don't buy your field back? I don't have the shtar, so you write a receipt. If Shimon writes a receipt, you bought a field back at Tammuz. How is that going to prevent people from believing that 2 months later I bought it from you again a second time? He'll reproduce the original shtar, but was dated Tishrei. There's a shaver, same problem. Zimni the Yosef, and he'll borrow money in this, and he'll lend money in this. And the cost of the shtar, but he'll write a shtar. The guy will pay back earlier and say, give me my shtar, I don't have it, but here's a receipt. And then he'll produce a shtar a month later. Comes the time, he'll say, I lent you a second time. This is you borrowed from me a second time. So what? So he holds in case and shayver. You're right. Rabbi Mnuna will paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't write receipt by a loan. He will not pay back the loan unless you give him back the original shtar and rips it up. So who cares what date is on it? Says the Gemara. What about today? Lepoil al meaning today is a little bit different than what you're saying it here. Today we do write shtaris with a delayed date, and yet the kasvin tavra we write a receipt. Why aren't we worried? If you write a receipt, that means we're following Rabbi Yisi. You write a receipt, we said go to Rabbi Yisi. We're worried that the labor will lose it and whatever, or he'll lend him a second time. You know why? Because we added a clause into all our shtaris today. After Rab Abba said to his sefer, "Ki kasvitu shtari mucher." When you do write a shtar mucher, kasvu hachir. You write shtar denon. This shtar loy bezmane kasavnir. We didn't write in the date that you see up here. El ichrinu v'kasvenu. Alert us to that. And once you alert us to that, he cannot go a second time, even receipt and whatever it is. The malvik can't come a second time and say, "Hey, I lent you money afterwards," because we know the date is not hard and fast. You, the malva, have to prove that you lent him a second time after the original. Inside the shtar, we write, it's like the previous Gemara shtar that was written on Shabbos and Kippur, so it's self-evident that it's a shtar, the date is not correct. Once we know that it's delayed, the shayver mechich al the receipt proves it. Shehu poru was paid. Behind the cotton le shayver, behind the shemusham uche kasvu. When she comes back, we wrote in it. Anan sadi ichanu. If Rabbi Yisrael is the machshir, says the Gemara. Weiter. Veiden now the loykav din hachi. Now that we don't even do that.
So when's the loykav?
Keep on going. Yeah. Now it's Ravashi. Before it wasn't Ravashi. Yeah, this now a couple of generations later, they changed again. He said here, Nalabashi said, well, either today, the like of Dinan Hache, we don't do it this way. So obviously, you see here, there's two of Kahana, the of Kahana in the time of Ravashi and of Kahana in the time of Rav. But either today, the like of Dinan Hache, we don't do that. Bosa the Omalays, how come we don't do that? We write a Shtar Mu'ukher, we write a receipt, and we don't write in the Shtar, Icharnu v'kasvu. How come? Why aren't we worried? It'll come out and lend the second time. Bossa the Omer Rab Safra the Safra. After Rab Safra said to his sefer, interesting name that he had. The previous one was Rab Abba, now Rab Safra said to his sefer, Kikasvidi, when you write Hani Tavri on the receipt. What are we worried about now? We're not worried about the labor will lose the receipt. That's your own negligence. We're worried that even though he has a receipt, the Malva will claim that he lent money to him after the date of the receipt. So you know what we do in the, by the receipt? Hani tab, these receipts, iyaditu zimna deshtara kasu. If you know the date of the loan, write it.
Eloi, on the receipt, you mean?
No, you write that date on the receipt. You say, we just paid off the loan that was lent on the Arash Chedesh Nissen. But Eloi, if you don't know, for example, the delayed the start, cost the stomach. Just write, don't write dateless, don't write. Call aim with the nafik elirei. Any time that the guy will go ahead and produce a shtar, he'll produce a receipt, because the receipt will remain undated. Rashbam. Carton's man of the shtar, the 5 lines at the bottom. He paid off this loan. That's dated, this is his day. He can no longer cheat him. The receipt shows that it's paid off. Or if you don't mention the time that's written in the star, kosu hashayv shtam right stam, shaloyeh hey kosu shum zman b'shayv shouldn't be written any zman in the receipt. Elus chum hamoyish eksum b'shtar kosu. Just write the amount b'shayv in receipt. The chiheicha the chol emas the nafik shtar. Any time the guy will produce shtar, she kosu by chum mamik kazeh. What's the indication that's related to the shtar is the sum of money. Is loyeh hashayv. The tavra is written by the date. Now the malva has to prepare
the amount
exactly. The tavra modulate because the receipt is going to break the shtar. He's an idiot. He loses. We can't take care of everybody. Tell you what, right?
That's why you want to keep notes.
This is all the malva's fault because he lost the shtar. If the malva would have had the shtar, he would have given back the labor, would be no issues. It's all the malva's fault, so therefore he has to protect himself. So we're right. Today, the loikah, you're not going to do that either. We write a shtar, mucha shtar, and we don't add the words ichanu because we write a receipt. And we do write the date of the receipt whenever it was, and we don't write shtar. We want to be worried about the churba of Rabbi Yosi. Amalei Rabbanan tikuna tikina. Rabbanan made a takana. Man the Ovid, Rabbanan made a takana, give the star back. Man the Ovid, follow the rules of Chachamim fine. And man the loy of it, iu the afsir anafshai. He lost on himself. Too bad. Rashbam. The Eden of Levdin Hachi, Ella Kasvin Ishtam Uchas Tami, right? Stam Uchas, the loy Ksiv. We don't write Icharnu because of Nun, because we write Tavrilai receipt, Bishas Peroin. Because read the Zman B'Shev, write the Taka, today's date in the Shev, look, Kasvin Lestam, Uluchur, but Rabbi Yitzchak, we're not worried, because we may have Takana, you don't follow the Kana, you lose out. So why Taka did they stop? It was a good way of helping the Levit, don't they? Okay, we'll stop there.